Wake up, pet. Come on. Wake up and join me back in the land of the living. That's it. There we go. My, you were out for quite some time. Mortals usually don't take days to recover from that. No, no, no. Don't try to get up. You're tied down for a reason. I watched you sleep. Well, actually, I watched you come back to life. You were having nightmares. Shh, don't panic. I'll explain everything. I suppose I should introduce myself. My name is Sai, and you're in my world now. Yes, my world. This domain is mine. It's where I take all poor souls like yourself and give them a better life. Go back. Well, to bring you back to Earth would kill you. Your safe passage across the Sea of the Damned was long and grueling. The moment the ferryman brings you here, his side of the deal is done. And the deal was to bring you to me, unscathed. And here you are. We're gonna have so much fun together. I said, do not move. I've been gentle so far. Do not test me. I don't want to torture you into compliance, but trust me, I will. I've done so in the past. The end result has sometimes been disappointing. Yes, disappointing. You mortals think you can face your fears, that you can conquer anything thrown your way. I've had to discipline some, but I guess I went too far. Or they were too weak. Shame, really. As they looked so promising. For souls that came back from death, they sure did have screams full of life. Your eyes are so round. Are you scared? Good. I might not need to torture you after all. I sense your fear. I smell it. You understand now. Your eyes tell me everything I need to know. Well, let me fuel that fear even more. This is not my real appearance. Of course not. I changed into this form because I know exactly what you prefer in the opposite sex. I'm the ideal woman for you right now, am I not? Come on. Don't be shy. You can tell me. That's a good boy. I also know your darkest desires, what you crave the most. You can hide nothing from me, because I am not a mortal. They're so limited in their capabilities. No, I am much more. Take a long last look at my form before I reveal my true self to you. I do want my good boy to recognize his mistress after all. I have big curved horns on the top of my head and my lovely long tail swishing back and forth. I love watching a mortal's reaction for this next part. Yes, my skin turns its natural shade of red and your eyes are the biggest I've seen them get yet. Now, does my good boy understand who his new mistress is? That's right, a demon. More specifically, a succubus, and a powerful one at that. I wield magic that your mind cannot comprehend. I can flick my finger and summon a floating orb of light out of thin air like this. I can do many things, but one that has proven time and time again fruitless has been finding a mortal that meets all my needs. You see, I can't do all these things without a source of energy that slowly replenishes over time. There are various sources that replenish shit faster, such as food, saliva, blood, and if desperate, souls. The matter of the fact is that demons don't need food to survive. Saliva replenishes such a minuscule amount of energy. Blood is, contrary to popular mortal beliefs, not a preferred dish for demons, and as for souls, they're so costly and typically destined for punishment, not to be used as a source of energy. The best way to replenish my energy is one that you can help me immensely with. In fact, it will be your main role to give me as much energy as I can harvest from you. Yes, harvest. You see, I was hoping you would catch on. You are, after all, tied naked to an altar. The light bulb has finally gone off inside your head. What I want from you is your semen. And this is not a one-time deal. I will not harvest you once and push you into the sea of the damned or sell you off to another demon that will do unspeakable things to you. No, I will keep you for a long, long time. I'm willing to tell you more, since you're expected to understand your role completely, but I believe it's time to have a more hands-on approach. You look perfect. And the way you respond to my fingernails across your chest and up your neck. You understand that if I just place my hands around your throat and squeeze, that I could easily end your life. But I won't. What use would that do? I think a light pressure on your neck would benefit you. So I'm going to place this collar to remind you that you belong to me. Now, this might sting a little, since the collar will implant itself into your nervous system at the back of your head, but don't worry, it's just a way for me to keep track of your location, among other things. Don't scream. The pain will pass. There we go. The collar is now fused to you. If you try to remove it, you will die. And no, demons are unable to remove it. Their fingers will burn with the heat of 1,000 suns if they lay a finger on that collar, and I will personally deal with them if they even as much as breathe on you. Only I can touch it. You see, if you pass this test, you will become my most prized possession. Your old life, it doesn't hold a single hair to what your new life promises. Now, what was your old life like? Mundane, unexciting, lacking. What did you enjoy in your old life that could warrant going back? Surely not family or friends, not your little hobby or interests. The only thing that is good from your old life is when you clicked on that audio. Oh, yes, I know about that. To you, it felt like you clicked on that audio a few minutes ago, but the truth is, it was weeks. You saw the title, you saw the tags, you just couldn't pass up the opportunity to give it a listen. That all of the kinks you like, you are a naughty boy, after all. But the instant you clicked play, you were already mine. It was no audio, because I'm the one who created it. Call it a ruse to find desperate souls seeking this life. They believe it's a fantasy. They listen to these audios from the safety of their home, wishing they could live out that fantasy. But once given the opportunity, they flee. Or, well, they perish. I hope you won't join them. They do need a good source of energy, after all. Enough teasing. I've told you enough. I've waited 100 years, and I'd hate to wait a minute more. Look at that cock. Does it know how much I will use it? Oh, I hope you survive, because your cock is perfect for me. Your legs spread apart like that gives me an unobstructed view of your balls. Well, Actually, they're my balls, since they belong to me. You won't mind if I palm them a little, will you? Oh. They feel so full, just playing with them with my thumb and fingers. I do normally have sharp claws for when I need to, but for now, if you stay an obedient good boy for me, I won't harm these precious cum makers much. Maybe just a little squeeze. Oh. Oh, did it hurt? Why don't I make it all better? Well, they smell. Delicious. I love when my good boy has a pleasing musk to him. Masculine. Virile. What happened to thrashing about? After all, you were scared when I showed you I was a demon. Look at you now, letting out soft little whimpers as I lavish your balls. I haven't even touched your cock yet, and I can see pre-cum dripping from the tip. I'm not going to touch your cock just yet. You don't deserve it. You haven't pleased your mistress enough to get that privilege. Plus, I'm not done inspecting you. I've seen your body, which I'm very pleased with. And I've seen that perfect cock. And I've shown my appreciation for those full balls of yours. But there's something else that I really love. Are you ready? Oh, you don't know what I'm talking about? What if I trail my fingers along your thighs, up to your groin? I'm not going back to that cock. I'm going for this sweet little hole. But it would be so much nicer if you spread yourself in a better manner and gave me more access. Oh, right. Those restraints. They're currently using my energy, so I can just lick my finger and... there we go. Your legs are nice and high, and your knees bent. You're fine being folded almost in two. And now I have your cock and balls ready for me to play with. And that tight asshole just begging me to stretch it. And I can even see your face, too. Perfect. I wonder what faces you'll make when I'm making you come just with prostate stimulation. Milk you dry. I'm so happy you can understand just how much I'm going to use you. Anyway, I think we've held this longer than we should. Let's get you ready. I'll use my spit as lube. Obedient good boys get proper lube. But for now, all you'll get is this. You did struggle at first, and that's a strike in my book. But if you're obedient from now on, you won't see my bad side. Now, are you comfortable? Good. Let's begin. It just slid in. You want this, don't you? Most boys complain, and I have to take out a ball gag just to silence them, but you moaned. Don't apologize. I loved it. Moan for me. Be a good boy. And moan for me. That's it. Just like that. You can take another finger, can't you? Oh, yes, you can. There we go. I think you deserve a reward. I'm going to use my other hand on your cock and show you how nice of a mistress I can be when you're good. There we go. Oh, I really do love this cock. My hand wraps around it so perfectly. I'll never tire of doing this to you. Oh, yes, we're gonna do this for a long, long time. After all, hell is for eternity. Oh, I can see you're enjoying this, straining so hard against your bindings, and we've only just begun. What if I were to release you from this altar? Would you run away? No, you'd take your chance at overpowering me, though you know I'm the strongest entity here. But you'd try. I know you would. You'll come to lose inhibitions. It won't be too long before you try to hump my thigh, and if I'm feeling generous, I might let you do that. But a good boy follows his mistress's orders. You'll be obedient, willing to serve my every little whim, massage my feet, eat me out while I decide some poor soul's punishment. And of course, letting me drain you of all your semen over the course of a day. It is my favorite snack. Oh, your cock got harder. It doesn't sound so bad. Spending an eternity getting milked, after all, does it? You have a true purpose now. No more getting up early to slave away, only to find weekends the highlight of your little life. 2 days are what's keeping you going. Here it will be forever. This is your role. Giving me all your cum. I will shape you and mold you so that you come exactly what I want. Oh, I'm gonna mercilessly tease your prostate for hours. Oh, making it engorged. Turning it into a tool just to make you shoot your load for me. Oh, playing with your balls for days on end. Plumping them up so they can hold even more cum for me. Making our sessions even longer. Oh, and your cock. It will experience the pleasure of denial until you're constantly leaking pre-cum. This is your new life, pet. Your cock will become your ticket to a life of desire and lust. It'll be painful at first to have orgasm after orgasm, but with my training, you'll have no refractory period. You've probably experienced 5, maybe 10 orgasms in a day, correct? Your personal best. But in my world, that doesn't amount to anything worthy. Imagine 100 orgasms, load after load down my throat, in my tight, warm pussy, oozing out my asshole. Covering my tits, sticking to my thighs. You'll get to come all over me and inside me. But first, you need to become my good boy. Do you want to be my good boy? You see, being my good boy is more than just praise, it's a title. And places you as my most prized possession. You'll be respected and envied. You'll sleep in my bed. You'll kneel at my feet next to my throne. And you'll be used how I see fit because you'll be mine. Now, be a good boy and tell me that you're close. I know you are. But having you tell me when asked is making me so proud. I have high hopes for you. What I want now is for you to come when I tell you to. Can you do that for me? Good boy. With my fingers pressed against your prostate and my hand rubbing up and down your cock, you can't escape the inevitable. You'll come for me. But I'd hate to waste my first meal. I do think drinking directly from the tap is the best way to enjoy my food. Is this getting to be too much for you? Pleasure overwhelming you. I can tell you can't think, and the only thing on your mind is to come. But you know what that means. To come is to give yourself to me. If I fail to make you come, you can go back to Earth and perish. I've told you the truth. It's impossible to go back. This means you'll have to come if you wish for your soul to stay yours. Even if you tried your best to fight me, you can't win. I know all your weak spots. And I'll know them even better soon. Now be a good boy and get ready to come. That's it. Almost there. Who's your mistress? Again, who's your mistress? That's right, I am. Good boy. Now, come for me. Come in my mouth. That was delicious. I really lucked out with you, haven't I? Come on, let me untie you and I'll cuddle up with you. With all the energy you've given me, I can turn this stone altar into a cuddly bed. Just breathe. I know it was exhausting. It was so much. But you did so well. You did. You're such a good boy. I just know you're going to do well in the endurance test. Not to mention the other tests I'm going to put you through, but you don't need to worry about those. You passed the first test, the taste one, with flying colors. And that's all you should think about. Now breathe with me. Breathe in. And out. You didn't think demons did breathing exercises? We still need air. Plus, I know you like doing that. I told you. I know everything about you. I watched you live out your life. And I'll show you what I like. Since I'm your mistress, but I still want my good boy to enjoy his favorite things like your kisses. Or running my fingers against your scalp. I'm glad you're relaxed now and you can go to sleep. I'll stay right here to keep you warm. And when you wake up, I'll show you my room and we can start teaching you how to experience multiple orgasms. It's gonna take some time, but we have a lot of that now. Be a good boy and rest up. You're in my care now.